On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Like one third more sports than a normal can.
Hello, douche and douchettes. Welcome to Tall Can Sports,
which is douches.
Nah, no Frenchies in here.
Okay,
we're not okay with that, man. We're not.
Living here in the capital region.
No, fuck that.
Okay.
A couple things we were looking at touching on here tonight. I know you and I have talked about this a little bit in the past. UFC right now, you could probably make the argument that despite her most recent loss, which is now quite a while ago, a year or so ago, Ronda Rousey.
To Holly Holm, you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey is probably, at worst, their second biggest star behind Conor McGregor. Is that a fair statement, you think?
I'm a little out of...
Sure. I think we both are... We come in and out of it a little bit here with the mixed martial arts, but she's... You'd certainly grant her within their top three or five stars.
Well, she is still the most one of the most bankable names.
Right.
True.
Okay. So on Sunday night, the WWE.
Boo!
For the first time ever, ran their women out as their main event. One of them being Charlotte Flair. Of course, Rick.
Woo!
Yeah. Ric Flair's daughter in a Hell in a Cell match.
What does she look like?
You know what? Not bad, man.
All right.
Is there something. The crowd, from all accounts, I didn't see the show, right? It's a secondary. Certainly, I'll admit to watching still some wrestling every now and then. I'm not buying the pay-per-views, right? I'm not buying the what. Is there something to you, because I can remember early on when they started bringing the women into the UFC, I wasn't super stoked about it.
You loved them as a little eye candy.
No, though, not really. Well, okay, the ones that were... Bringing the round numbers out, right? Like whatever the...
Brown? What's the round number?
No. Like round three. Like whatever Mike Goldberg would announce, hey, that's Shante bringing out.
Okay.
The ring girls. Right, yeah. Round four, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
I didn't
But
really...
I was talking about wrestling.
Oh.
I was talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
Because honestly, they were...
They used to have the broad panty patches way back in the day.
Well, exactly. Once you got past the Vula and all that.
Yeah. Okay. No, but there was something about it when they first came into...
Yeah, you and I did a show.
Yeah. I wasn't psyched about it, man.
You didn't like it because you were uncomfortable with two women smashing each other in the face.
at the same time as a woman was holding up the round three sign, right? Like, I felt like you needed to make some kind
dudes
of...
dudes in a banana hammock.
I'm going to watch... Yeah, I would absolutely watch that show.
Okay. All right.
See, in terms of women in combat sport, are you all in at this point? Are you...
I am absolutely all in at this point. To me, the thing with where... And women's mixed martial arts is still kind of at that same spot that men's was... a decade ago.
Right.
Which was, there's a huge disparity in talent, right? You have,
for sure,
you
yeah.
have your Tates, Holmes, Rouseys at the top.
Oh, right in the Tates.
Yeah. We took that one.
Well, that's probably the problem. It's comments right. like that.
Right. Or, Cyborg, right?
Yep.
I don't mean to overlook her.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if she would jump to the majors, then we could have that conversation.
If she could fight against the men, because I think she is a man.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. So to me, there's those, and then there's a bunch underneath. And there's the Jankowicz, whatever that strawweight girl is.
Who's that Brazilian we watched a couple of weeks ago?
She's crazy.
And she's good.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
okay. But so what I'm saying is they haven't, whereas the men have now uniformly caught up where it used to be with the – I was so hung up on there was guys who were strikers, guys who were grapplers, guys
right. –
Right. Whereas now everybody has a decent, yeah, in everything.
Yep.
Right. So your skills are varied, and so the women's game hasn't caught up with that yet. The elite are the elite. Honestly, Rousey, with her judo background, slap you down on the ground, throw you in an armbar, and that's it.
That's
enough. Right. Whereas Holly Holm.
Is that enough to main event a show?
Okay, Holly Holm will beat her again if they fought today.
Well, I think we're going to get to see that.
Because Holly Holm is an elite striker, right, with the ability to avoid the takedown, right? Rousey can't get her down,
right.
And she's never had to encounter somebody who strikes
sure.
at a world-class level like
right.
that.
No, that's right. But is there something to...
Well, there is enough if enough people think that Ronda Rousey is that blend of hot and ferociously talented.
Is that still where it is?
Of course it is.
Yeah. It will. Okay, so in your opinion.
If Ronda Rousey was Misha Tate, she's not doing it.
Right. So let me throw this down ahead of time.
And
so
Misha Tate's not unattractive. She's just not.
She's not going to be carrying the fucking ring card, right? It says third round.
Right.
Let me throw this down so that I let you off the hook here a little bit. Not that you fucking need it.
Well, I don't need it.
If you're an unattractive woman and you're the champion and you're... Can you main event? Will that ever be enough?
It will. It will. I'm not sure that it's there yet. And it's fine for me. I don't need to see an attractive woman... punch another woman in the face.
Does it take away from it?
It does.
Two hot women beating the fuck out of each other.
I want to see skills. Because to me, honestly, I want to see whether it's two women or two men. I prefer the grappling.
Right.
I prefer the skill that comes with that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I don't care who it is. Right. And most of them, honestly, they get at whatever level they cut down so far. It's a great ass. And that's it. See that sound effect? I love that.
Ding.
Yeah, exactly.
Bouncing a dime.
Yeah. Quarters.
Whatever.
But yeah, no, to me, I want to see the skill. And I don't really care. There's so many other avenues that I can look at to check out a bare ass. But I can see that anywhere else. I want to see skill. That's really what I want to see.
Do you think you're the majority?
No, because I am way more sophisticated.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Than the average unwashed. You know that.
I do not know that.
Yeah, okay. What I'm saying
that's
is...
That's the problem. And that has to be it, right? Before...
Okay, well, those other people should go and find those other...
Stop. If you threw GSP versus Carlos Condit... on pay-per-view with a bunch of garbage as the undercard, people would buy that card. If you bought or threw Rousey versus Holm and a bunch of garbage, will as many people buy that card?
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they won't.
Really? What are you basing that on?
The fact that women's sports, okay, for better or worse, has GSP. Always been viewed as a step down. And it is. They don't punch as hard.
Okay.
Look, if you want to put Ronda Rousey against Carlos Condit, we know how that's going to go. And that's fucking stupid, right?
How about Ronda Rousey versus Nate Diaz?
I think we know how that's going to go. But
I'd love to see.
I'd love to see
her fucking slap. Now, you know what? She's a little late for him, too.
But that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That women versus women.
Okay, but you know what? Who punches harder? Doesn't matter. Because you know what?
Of course it does.
If that was the case, nobody would ever want to see a 135-pound male fight.
How many times have you seen that main event?
You see it all the time. What's the next UFC main event?
I don't know.
Honestly, it's Dodson, which to me means it's a 135 or a 140.
Do you not feel like there's still that heavyweight fucking, we want to see King Kong and Godzilla just duke it the fuck out?
Right.
I think that's still, like I'm some kind of fucking MMA fucking master, and I'm not.
The last main event card was Lineker versus Dodson, bantamweight. That's the headliner.
On fucking Fox. Not on pay-per-view. No one's buying that.
Yeah, that's not the point, though.
Well, it absolutely is the point. Why was that on Fox instead of headlining a pay-per-view? Because no one will buy it. You have to have Miocic versus
Stupid Bitch House.
Right, Stupid Bitch House. That's how that's got to go, right? You have to have Brock versus.
Hey, did you see that? Just in a. I love where you're going with this, but did you see the Bisping Henderson fight?
No, I didn't, to be honest.
Did you see the highlights of it?
Yes. I didn't see the whole
fight. Looking at those two guys in the other fight, who won that fight?
No, I know.
Holy fuck, man. Henderson gave him that fucking right hand over, bang, twice, and he was down.
Honestly, just wailing
and
on him.
And Bisping, honestly, he was crying blood at the end of it. And you won the fight?
Yeah, honestly.
At the end of the fight, it should be the guy who looks like he got
The judges take a look at both guys and go, fuck, that guy got
that guy must have won because, honestly, the other guy's crying blood. That, to me, is a given.
Yeah.
It's... With Dan Harrison's leathery face, too. Honestly, there's a scar tissue.
How do you make leather bleed?
That's going to crack in no fucking time.
Right.
It's been under the sun for all that time. Anyways, what I'm saying to you is Rousey punches as hard as the next 135-pound woman. It doesn't... It's not a competition of
who punches... But she doesn't punch as hard as 205 man. And that's still
where
we're
at. But they're
not
fighting each other.
No. I'm not saying who would win. I'm saying who's going to sell more pay-per-views.
Yeah, okay. And would you rather see Gregor Mousasi fight fucking Vitor Belfort? Or would you rather see Holly Holm versus Ronda Rousey?
You're right. I'm with you. I'm going to see Holm.
Then you're not with me. You're freshly joining me.
I don't think we're the majority, man.
All right.
There's something about watching the big boys duke it out. That's
I don't
want to
see the big boys fight.
That's always going to be the case, though.
Because to me,
you know that.
Because to me, the lighter the weight, fighting like dating, the lower it is, the better it is.
The lighter the weight, the better.
This is it.
All right. We had something we wanted to get to. I don't even actually know how the fuck we ended up on this. But anyway.
Charlotte, it's just shit that came out of the top of your head.
Charlotte Flair wins the Women's World Championship.
Yeah, okay. You know, honestly, I could not give less of a fuck about women's professional wrestling.
She's cute, man. You should check
Okay, her. Well, then I want to see
if
her.
She didn't look so much like her dad, it'd be better.
Okay. Then she's not cute then, is what I'm saying.
Woo!
Yeah. No, honestly, because then I'll look for her in porn, I'll look for her somewhere else.
Soon enough, a couple years.
Yeah, well.
Remember Sunny?
Yeah. The blonde?
Yeah, porn. Yeah. She's done it now.
Awesome.
Yeah. ESPN down 600,000 subscribers
on cable and satellite
in the month of October. Man, that's a huge number, even in a country with 330 million people. And you kind of wonder, how do you fucking... I sent you the same article. We will put it up here with this show on tallcanaudio.com. I'll put up the link to this story. But you wonder, if you're going to drop 600,000 per month, and the average...
And they've been dropping 300,000 to 400,000.
The average seems to be we're dropping 300,000 viewers a month. And you go, well, so 600,000 is an aberration. But how many months in a row can you drop 300,000 and still sustain? And what did they say the number was? $7 or $11 a month? Whether you watch ESPN or not.
They don't give a damn whether you're watching it or not.
That's built into your basic package.
And it is three times more
right.
than the next most expensive channel.
Just probably like fucking...
W, of course. Because I want to see Can't Buy Me Love and Shakespeare in Love all on the same day.
Very, very... He's a loving guy.
Yeah.
So...
Salmon fishing in the Yemen.
No. So...
Hey, you know what?
If you average
Emily Blunt
300,000 viewers lost per month.
But they've been doing it for the last 6 years.
No, 3 years.
Yeah, I didn't read the article.
All right. So,
well, I read part of it, but.
I read the headline.
I'm a hardcore skimmer. $7 billion.
Here in Canada, right? You pay $50 a month. Let's call it $50 a month for your cable or satellite package, and let's say $5.
Okay, because you are a drone slash slave to the fucking cable networks. Yes.
Oh.
What are you paying for your Rogers? You're on Rogers or you're on Bell?
I'm on Rogers.
Okay, for your Rogers, TSN, and Sportsnet. What are you paying?
I'm paying $65 a month.
For your cable?
Yep.
All right.
That was, yeah, I know you were hoping for more.
I was hoping for more.
Yeah. But that was when I moved, I told them, I'm out. I don't want cable. I'm going to have just your best internet package. And they said,
because I'm going to go fucking.
I'm going to pirate the fuck out of everything you're offering.
Whatever I can get my hands on.
And so it was $65 a month. That's TSN and Sportsnet. And actually, I'm getting the Movie Network, which is also HBO and whatever. And I'm getting nothing else. No Home and Garden. No National Geographic.
All right, well, what the fuck? That's what I want.
Well, then get the fuck on it, man.
So, hop up. Get on the good foot and do the fucking bad thing, says James Brown.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, no.
Jump on it.
Yeah. I'm fucking lost now.
Do the pony. No, okay, $65 a month.
Right.
Cable, $7 a month on ESPN.
We don't get a ESPN. So let's assume it's $7 a month.
Out I of don't my want 65. ESPN, man, honestly.
It's terrible. So let's assume it's $7 a month out of my 65, and it's higher in the U.S., but that's okay because their dollar's worth, well, it's more worth more. But it's what it is. So 65 a month. I'm paying $7 a month for just TSN. That's TSPN 1, TSN 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What? As oh, soon...
Okay, you know what? And I know you're going to start doing a bunch of fancy...
Oh, okay. I'm not capable of fancy.
Okay, let's look at...
Whether...
They launched their a la carte menu.
You know what? This is the worst... This is the wrong way of looking at this. I'm with Rogers... I get Sportsnet whether I want it or not, right? Because Rogers owns Sportsnet, and Rogers is providing me my cable. So whether I ever watch Sportsnet or not, $7 out of my 65 goes to Sportsnet.
Right. And they were talking about the calamity that is befalling sports in the States, right?
Yep.
People who watch it. When the reality is, I think what that number really reflects is the number of people who are leaving cable, and satellite TV, who you have fucking force-fed ESPN for all these years, whether they watch it or not. And the numbers clearly illustrate 20% of the population cares about sports. Those other 80% don't care, but you are making them pay
over and over,
for the most expensive network that they don't even watch. 80% of the people.
And ESPN is turning around.
So it's not people saying no to ESPN. It's people saying no to cable and satellite.
Right. And so people are turning around. Let's bring it back into Canada, right? You're a Rogers subscriber. $7 a month is going towards Sportsnet. Sportsnet's turning around and spending part of your $7 a month on their $5 billion deal with the National Hockey League. To whatever. You go, well, I don't really care about hockey. Well, you're paying them that anyway. And that's what's happening in the U.S. ESPN is built into most basic packages, just like Sportsnet is built into most basic Rogers packages up here. And they go, we're going to take your money and we're going to turn around and we're going to spend it on having exclusive national NHL rights. And we're going to spend it on having Toronto Raptors rights. And we're going to host, you know, have the only Canadian channel showing the Super Bowl. You know, I don't care about any of those things. And so as soon as you decide, for no reason at all to do with sports, I'm done paying for a cable, I'm just going to live off Netflix and whatever, which a lot of people are doing. Even if you're not a sports fan, all of a sudden Rogers is going, oh, fuck, we're feeling it, right? That's a part of...
Did you look at the numbers?
And so that's just an example right here in Canada of what's going on with ESPN in the United States. It's built into your basic cable package, whether you care about it or not.
And did you look at the numbers? And so... You know that NBC, and because we're hockey-centric here.
Sure.
Right? And you need only look at the NHL package that they've launched here in terms of money spent. So ESPN is sort of dabbling. The World Cup, they had a crack at that, yep. Right? They sort of are looking at the money that NBC has spent on it. Which is minimal, right? But ESPN saying...
Well, so let me give you those numbers, man. 10 years here in Canada on Rogers, $5.2 billion over 10 years. In the United States on NBC, keep in mind a country of 10 times the population, $2 billion over 10 years.
Man, I'm surprised it's even that much.
$200 million a year.
Okay. So... What's happened is ESPN has sort of put their foot, who they were sort of on the, back in the 90s, ESPN was looking at doing their thing,
right.
And they wanted to go, and then they said, okay, yeah, there's no fucking money in that.
Right.
And they ditched it. And so
second string college football.
Okay, so today I'm looking at that $7 billion that ESPN pays out in terms of its contract. Right, what it's committed to for money over right. the next couple of
so
years.
So for those of you who haven't, and we'll link the article at tallcanaudio.com with this. This is what they're committed. They have no choice but to pay moving forward to the NFL, to the NCAA,
okay.
to the NBA.
All right, and it was Major League Baseball to be the exclusive rights holders to the World Series.
Yep.
Clearly, Monday Night Football.
That's supposed to be there, and that's down almost 20%.
Okay, we can get back to that.
Okay.
We can get back to that.
Sure.
But it is, in terms of money expended, Monday Night Football, this is what they bit. And it was like $2.4 billion.
Right.
Then it carries down to exclusive rights for the World Series.
Yeah.
But then it broke down into, and honestly, I'm looking for hockey. Okay, as a Canadian guy. Right, and I know they want to get back into it.
How far down do I have to scroll?
It wasn't on the list, man. There was SEC, there was Big Ten, there was the ACC, there was the SEC.
Yeah.
It wasn't NCAA. It was different conferences in the NCAA that ranked way ahead. Way ahead. I'm not even talking about...
You guys don't want to watch Red Wings Sabres on Sunday afternoon?
You don't even give a flying fuck about Capitals Penguins, right? Like, honestly. So to me, the amount of money they're spending. And now, you know what? That's their clientele.
Sure,
honestly,
yeah.
Honestly, and I don't blame them because nope. The fall in the States, if you're in anywhere from Texas and wrap it right around the through Florida and straight
Carolinas,
up the East Coast, man,
yeah.
You are bang. You are in football country.
Yep.
Right? So
well, in the NHL, for people who don't know, they program for that. Those southeastern teams, the Carolinas, your Tampas, your Floridas,
the Hurricanes,
your Nashvilles.
Played their first home game on the weekend.
They do not play at home almost ever through the fall. They want heavy back end, like second half of the season. That's when they want to play at home, when they're not up against football. And
Carolina
for those
played
of you,
six or seven games in a row on the road in four different time zones.
For those of you,
which means they're playing in fucking Hawaii.
For those of you who are Senators or Habs or Rangers or Leafs or whatever fans, guess what? Your schedule back half is road loaded to support
Nashville, Carolina.
Yeah. Teams that don't want to have to go up against football. Well, that means you're not a good fucking hockey market, which we already knew, but you're on the road at the end of the year so that these fuckers don't have to be at home at the
Carolina
beginning.
Carolina Nordiques.
Yeah. It's crap, but that's exactly how it works. Oh, we don't want to go up against football. Well, then get the fuck out of the league, right?
Yeah.
Be a better 16-team league anyway.
Well, as opposed to they're saying, you hear a lot of voices saying, we can do 32.
They're going to, of course,
we can do 34 teams. Come on, honestly.
They're at 31.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, you know what? We need to retract.
Yeah. 22 at most.
Imagine
the hockey at 22 teams.
We would
teams.
Be fucking, the league would be stacked at 22 teams.
Fuck, man, it'd be great. Leafs right. Might make the playoffs.
Well,
hey, I'm an optimist, man.
I love that emoji, man.
Big.
I love that emoji.
No, and so that's just one of those things. ESPN, as we move through this, right, as people continue to cut the cord and go, yeah, no, I'm not going to pay Comcast. I'm not going to pay Rogers. I'm not going
to. Well, but to me, and again, as we sort of beat down this conversation.
That's what we do.
Yeah, well, of course it is. But the idea is, not everybody loves sports.
Right.
And
but
why do I have to pay three times more? If people are already saying, you know what, fuck cable, fuck satellite.
Yep. You and I used to have the conversation just here within Canada, just within Ontario, for you to order NHL Center Ice or whatever it was, you had to order Leafs TV, whatever it was, to watch the – I can remember having this discussion with you that –
Well, there's a million people here, and there's five in Toronto.
Right. But I remember you having to order Leafs TV to get all the Senators games, whatever the circumstances might have been.
Yeah.
And so you're $2.99 a month or
yeah.
Whatever. You're paying
He's
Phil
paying
Kessel
for, paying
to come up and rip goals against fucking whatever.
Thank God he's doing it as a Penguin now.
Yeah. We're still paying him, though.
Love that. Love that, dude. Ah, oh, see?
Yeah.
God bless you. And you look at the standings today, the Leafs are eighth in the Atlantic, and fucking everything's good in the world.
No, they're not.
I think they are, man.
No. It's the Buffalo behind us. That's it.
Okay. You know what?
As long as that stays.
I'm not even going to look at that. I'm not even going to look that up. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But you're there, man. You're there.
What's the future? Are you?
Yeah.
Here's the thing right now. Let's bring this into Canada. ESPN is what it is in the United States. It's a staple. It's if you're even marginally interested in sports, it's built into your package, right? Here, Sportsnet, and this wouldn't include TSN.
No.
Sportsnet is selling something called Sportsnet Now, which if you're already a Rogers cable subscriber with Sportsnet, whatever, you get it. But if not, you can subscribe for $25 a month. That's forget your Netflix, forget everything else. $25 a month. You can have Sportsnet Now. You get all four Sportsnet, East Ontario, West Pacific, Sportsnet 1, Sportsnet 3. So you'll get a bunch of NHL hockey. It won't get you the Stanley Cup Finals because that's going to be on CBC. Won't get you the Grey Cup because that's going to be on TSN. But it'll get you a lot of sports. $25 a month. You paying that?
Well, see, no.
Because that doesn't even get you all your senators.
No. No. And see, the thing is, right now, this is that final gasp, right? You are – sports networks are trying to – you look
That's
at,
it.
You look at the NFL Red Zone.
Right.
Right? Which is the NFL killing itself.
Pretty
they
much.
They are cannibal. You're saying and it deals – devotes itself exclusively towards fantasy sports players. And they're saying –
Well, so go a little deeper.
Why do I need to watch that other shit? And that's the same thing sports.
Instead of watching full games, we're dropping in on games, right? So you can.
And that's what I'm saying is you're cannibalizing yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck it. No, it's to me, that's the last gasp.
So what's the real last gasp? You're a Senators fan and you're a Blue Jays fan and you're a Red Blacks fan. How are you getting your shit?
Live.
You're going to have to go, right? That's it.
Now, it sucks.
Yeah.
As a Jays fan, but you know what?
4 hours away.
Yeah. But my other two leanings are here in town.
Yep.
And I go. That's it. Now, you know what? It's got to be some form of pay-per-view. Because I love the home experience better.
What about...
But it can't be.
I don't know how this works, right? They have to change the model. It has to be like a hometown pay per view. I want the Sens and the Red Blacks. And
okay. Well, no. If you're gonna give me, 82 regular season NHL games,
it'll never happen.
You can't make that.
The
more
Red
than,
Blacks are on TSN. The Blue Jays are on Sportsnet, and they're splitting the Sens, and they're.
If you want to tell me. You put it to a point where you go, hey, it's going to cost you $2,500 to see every Senators home game.
Live?
Live.
In person or on?
In person.
Okay.
Yep. All right? That's your season tickets.
Yeah, okay.
Or we will charge you $1,000. For the in-home, all 82 games.
But it's $199 to get the NHL Center Ice package.
Right now.
Yeah.
But honestly, you can hear the echoes of...
Yeah, no, I agree. I do. But man, $1,000.
Okay, no, and I'm just throwing that out there.
Sure.
I'm just throwing that out there in terms of... Because to me, I'm at a point now...
I'm a Leaf fan. I don't have a choice. I have to pay $200 a year to see the Leafs up here.
Okay. And so I would love to go if money was no concern. I want to see it close.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to come and go.
15 rows up in the arena.
Right. I want to have a bar there.
Bikini's bringing me a beer.
Okay, whatever it is. I want to be able to go.
And I
have
a pee pot.
Yeah. And this is it. Okay. All right.
Now we're talking.
But this is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be able to walk. Hey, I'll take... a beer.
Yep.
You're talking about an at-home experience watching it live.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got to trump all, right? Because other than that, I don't want to fucking sit in some seat that is 80% the size of my ass.
When the opposite is happening, right? Like, they won't show you the replay.
And I got to sit fucking 14 seats in from the aisle where I get my beer, or I go to the bathroom.
There's $11 a beer that I could have bought four for that.
Okay, so there's a bunch of things, and I'm at a point. Hey, and you know what?
And they won't show you the replay because you don't want to get mad at the refs.
And we've all been at live playoff games, or momentous, yeah,
momentous. I like momentous. I think that's good.
That's where we're going.
That's the show title.
I'm a commentator.
Commentarian.
/ commentarian.
This is momentous.
Yeah, I'm going to own that.
Not a boy.
Yeah, but you want to be there.
That's five shows back for people.
Yeah, but you want to be there.
Of course you do.
But, man, it'd be better if I was at home.
Yeah.
Because I can count on one hand the number of live sporting events that I've been at where I've been like, woo, hey, fuckhead, I don't even know who you are, but high five. Man, those are
You've
two.
You've had that moment.
Yeah.
I've had it less than five times.
But less than five times.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of games where I've been like, hey, Larry from Greeley, get out of my way.
I hate Larry from Greeley.
I got to take a piss. Like, honestly, grab up your winter coat. You know what I mean?
I hate Larry.
Oh, honestly.
Your suit fucking yeah. Larry.
Only thing worse is Donald from Metcalf.
Yep.
Get out of the way.
Bob from Fairhaven.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, right? Is those moments, the Eberle moment.
Right.
I'm at that live.
Yep.
Those moments are.
But isn't that what you're paying for? The chance to have that happen?
Yeah, because
you don't know that. Because
I also saw Canada beat down Kazakhstan in that right. same tournament, 19-0. Was Canada going to make it to 80 shots on net?
Dustin Tokarski pitching the shutout against Kazakhstan.
So there's a price to pay for that, man.
Yeah.
And so to me, the thing is, I'll have a bunch of people at home. We'll watch the game.
Yeah, it's a blast. You can have a little party. Everybody brings their own beers, and
hey,
we got a pisser right
and
there.
If it's two periods in and it's 5-2 for the opposition, you go,
yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, all right. I think Golden Girls are on somewhere.
We can only hope.
I think Blanche is wearing that aerobics outfit.
I think that's a good time to get the fuck out of here.
We've jumped the shark.
Yeah.
Good night.
That's Dog and Sports. We'll see you.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.